When it comes to connecting with those who have gone before us, learning from them, discovering the differences and the similarities between us and, let's say, great-great-grandma's generation, you just can't beat a letter. The words and thoughts that someone puts down on paper can speak clearly through the years and the centuries, and they're worth heeding. That's the idea behind Michigan in Letters, an online collection. One of the contributors to Michigan in Letters is my next guest. He's with the Clark Historical Library at Central Michigan University. John Fierst, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us exactly what is in the Michigan in Letters collection.
It's actually many collections in the Clark Library. The idea behind Michigan in Letters was to feature some of these collections that we have by editing and presenting items in those collections. A good example is the first collection we dealt with in Michigan in Letters was letters about Sarah Edmonds, who was a woman who disguised herself as a man and joined the Union Army in the Civil War.
So you have a letter in the collection from Sarah who joined the U.S. Army as a man using the name Frank Thompson. Give us a little bit more about her story and then tell us about her letter.
Sarah was originally Canadian, and she left Canada. She had been married. It was kind of a forced marriage, and she was very unhappy about it. And she had also lived under a rather tyrannical father. And so she left on her own, and she traveled as a Bible salesman, disguising herself as a man. And she ended up in Flint, Michigan at the time that the Civil War broke out. And she decided to volunteer for the Union cause, and under the alias of Frank Thompson, she joined the U.S. Army, Company F, 2nd Michigan Volunteer Infantry Regiment, in May of 1861.
Yes, and served as a spy and a nurse and a mail courier. So you have in the Michigan Letters collection on the website, you have a transcription of a letter from Sarah Edmonds Seeley as she's looking for a boost in her pension.
My kind friend, I herein give you a statement of facts in regard to the accident referred to in my letter. Said accident occurred on the day of the Second Battle of Bull Run, while on my way with the mail from Washington to our troops near Centerville. I was trying with all my might to reach Berry's brigade before the battle commenced, and in order to do so, I took advantage of every near cut that I possibly could by leaping fences and ditches instead of going a long way round.
Now, in addition to Sarah Edmonds Seeley's letter, there are so many other letters. Give us an idea of who are some of the other folks who are in your collection. You have politicians and settlers?
That's correct. Well, the very first three entries we had were actually all women. The second entry we put up was about Hannah Bingham, who was the wife of the Baptist missionary, Abel Bingham. He was a missionary to the Ojibwe and was stationed at Sault Ste. Marie. And the Clark Library has a very large collection of Bingham letters and papers. And in that, there's a number of diaries that Hannah kept herself. And so the letter that we put up was the letter, was actually an entry out of her diary, talking about her trip to Sault Ste. Marie, crossing Lake Huron. Her letter, her writings really give you a view of what it was like to be the wife of a missionary.
We came about a dozen miles yesterday in an open boat against the wind and tide and with some difficulty reached St. Mary's a little before night. Mr. Hulbert opened his doors to receive us. Although we had to leave many of our things and was not well prepared for the Sabbath, yet I felt happy and nothing troubled me.
John Fierst, as you've gone through these letters, what has it felt like for you as a Michigander and a librarian and a documentary editor to really touch and read through these pieces of our state's past?
Well, I think it's a great way to get a feeling for the past. The idea behind this was that there's nothing like the story that's told in a letter. There's so many nuances in the letter. There's so many details that you don't pick up by just hearing, for instance, that the library has the Bingham papers, or the library has the Orlando Poe papers, Orlando Poe being a general in the Union Army. But to actually read the letter is, in some ways, to give you the details that allow you to really put yourself back into the past and into that person's life. So I'm a great fan of letters and documents, the actual primary evidence, going to the primary evidence to get a sense of history.
The online collection of letters can be found on the web at michiganinletters.org. That's michiganinletters.org. And we have been talking to one of the contributors, John Fierst, with the Clark Historical Library at Central Michigan University. John, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.